Hey, you weren't at work today, and well, I thought that kind of wasn't like you. You gave me your address a while back when I was doing Christmas cards, so is this weird me dropping in like this? I mean, I can go if you'd like. Well, can I come in then? So, is everything okay? I don't want to be presumptuous, but you don't look very sick. No, I'm not gonna rat you out or anything. You think I haven't taken a mental health day or two? Of course I can tell. I think I've known for a while, you know? You're dealing with something. And I know what it's like. You start getting all quiet, keeping your conversations all business, and then you don't realize it, but people think maybe you're mad at them or that you're being aloof, but really you just can't deal. Hell, I even thought you were mad at me for a couple days, but I realized. And so you take a sick day. You get paid time off, so why not? And you think, I'm just going to take today to relax. Maybe watch something, or play video games, or read, or anything to clear the mind. But then the thoughts start creeping in. Should I have taken today off? Am I making things worse? And you end up sitting there, not relaxing, not making things better for yourself, just stewing. You didn't get anything done to make things better, and that makes you just withdraw, which makes you feel worse because you're still not doing anything, and it just loops and loops and loops. You're overwhelmed because you're not getting anything done, and you're not getting anything done because you're too overwhelmed. And the meds work most of the time, and other times you might as well be taking a fucking breath mint. And sometimes the exercises and stuff from therapy, hard as you try, it just, like, you want it to work, but in the moment, not so much. How do you think I know? And no, I'm not a psychic. Plus, the Netflix menu is still on, but you haven't picked the movie. How long has that been up on the screen? And that rut in the middle of the couch? Well, that tells a story. You've just been sitting there for hours, haven't you? Plus, sometimes at work, I can see you counting the seconds in your breath. The whole 4-7-8 thing? Yeah, I've been there for a while myself. Why don't you sit back down? I mean, we're friends, right? Or at least friendly, so that's why I'm here. Are you hungry? When's the last time you ate something? Yeah, that sounds familiar. I'll order you something. It's on me. No, I just said I'll order you something. Now, look at me for a second. Come on, don't look away. Just look at me. You are not alone, and whatever you're going through, you need to remind yourself that you've got other people who can look out for you. Because I know what that's like too. You're afraid of being a burden, you're afraid of asking too much, afraid that if you bring up your troubles, you'll kill the vibe or some bullshit, but there's nothing wrong with asking for help, and people care about you. I don't just show up at all my coworkers' houses, you know? And even now, I can tell you're still kind of riding the feedback loop. I know, it's hard to pull yourself out of. But sometimes it just takes a kind word, or a friendly face, or something more, and that doesn't make it go away entirely. There's no silver bullet that just cures you. You're never done with it, and that's the struggle. But just because you had a bad day, maybe it doesn't have to be a bad night. Hey. Hey. You're looking away again. I'm right here. Because we both needed that. And it's okay to feel however you're feeling right now, but it's also okay to feel better. I can't promise that I'm gonna make it all better. Because we both know that's not the way it works. But I can at least make you feel better right now. Maybe make us both feel better. Or at the very least, I can distract you. Just for a while. You want to know a secret? I'm not wearing anything under this skirt. See, sometimes all it takes is thinking about something else. Why don't you get a little closer to the edge of the couch and get those jeans down and help me get this sweater off? Hey, just Just keep looking at me. Touch me if you want. I'm right here for you. Don't get pulled away by your thoughts. And I know it can be hard. And apparently so can something else. So maybe I'm having the effect I wanted. Now just relax. Let those shoulders down. Whatever's on your mind, we'll talk about it, I promise. But right now, let's focus on something else. Get those pants just a little lower. Let yourself breathe. Relax. Move your legs apart just a bit. Good. Why do you think I'm putting my hair in a ponytail? Now, lean back a bit. That's it. Relax. You deserve to enjoy yourself. It's okay to let yourself stop worrying. Close your eyes. Just feel my mouth, feel my tongue, my hands on those balls. Feel anything else that you want to feel. Now, I'm going to go just a bit deeper, okay? Shirt off, because I'm about to get into your lap. See, this is the part that I love. Not feeling the cock go in. I mean, that part's nice too. Don't get me wrong. Oh, don't worry, we'll get to that part. But I mean, that feeling of just skin on skin, feeling your body against someone else's. The warmth, the closeness, I guess you can call it. I don't know about you, but it's hard to feel troubled when you've got that. But now, we can get to that part, because I can tell you're aching for it, and if I'm being honest, so am I. You ready? Also a little bit for me. Oh yes, just focus on me, and I'll focus on you, and we'll make each other feel good. I know what it's like wishing anyone would just come along and make you feel better. Oh, make you feel more like yourself. Well, I'm here now. Get those hands on me. Whatever you're feeling right now, it's okay. I'm not going anywhere. Want me to go a bit faster? You're getting close. Boobs are out there as well if you want to look at those. As long as you're looking at me, okay? Just feel this moment. Just you and me. And I'm gonna be here all night if you want to listen, to talk, or whatever else you might want. I might even call in sick and be here tomorrow because I think there's a bug going around. Maybe we can't fix everything. Maybe there's no such thing as all the way better. And maybe there doesn't have to be. We can at least work on it a little bit at a time. I'll confess something. I kind of planned this. I've got a change of clothes in the car and everything, but I'm not going anywhere right now. First, because I want to listen, and second, because I think your neighbor saw me taking my panties off in my car, and... yeah, so I'm gonna be here all night.